Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine and we have a full house today. All of my co-hosts are here. I am so excited. Rob, you're back. We've been back for, you were back last week and you're back. I missed you so much.
I missed you too. I'm back and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Birdie!
Retweet! Hello! I'm here!
Yay! Shane, are you here?
I am here. Thank you for having me. Hey, Rob.
Absolutely.
Hi, Birdie. Thank you, everybody.
Hey, Shane.
Hi, Shane. Hi, Rob. Hi, Sunshine.
Hello, everyone. Okay. Party. We can't tell. We're all a little hyped up for the show. It's fun when we get together. It's just kind of like play date. Let's have a play date and go on the radio. It's kind of fun. So I wanted to start, Rob, if you don't mind, may I start with you? Because last week we talked about your fun excursion and your new job, and now you get to go play and talk to trees all day and help them get better. And how's that going? And then I do want to hear a little bit about your land stuff. But I really hope that you get to join Shane and Robin later too. But you know, if that's your highest and best excitement. But can I start with you?
Yeah, of course.
Let's do it.
I've got stage fright. No, I can't do this anymore. I gotta go.
Funny. No, let's talk about, so how was your second week on the job?
It was awesome. It was it's a little bit more in labor intensive than I thought it would be, but it's all good and I enjoy it very much, and I'm spending most of the day driving around, and you know, if I'm not in the truck driving, I'm outside with the trees, so you know, like, nice. Aside from the beginning of the morning and the end of the day, so it's like I'm like, yeah, this is amazing.
That is so good.
And
that is so,
so
good.
I was supposed to go out for my first time yesterday alone, but we had some mishaps and I have to still do my driver training course. So not mishaps, I wouldn't say, but just there was some balls dropped on the back end with the IT department, I guess you'd say. So it was just, but it was fun. It was really cool. It was the first day that I did everything myself, and the driver who took me around, he wasn't even in my department. He was just driving the truck because I'm not licensed to drive it yet. So it was fun, and I worked with somebody new, and I got to do what I'm going to be doing all by myself without, you know, the watching eyes. So it was really cool, and I'm like getting in the flow, and I'm looking forward to doing it by myself. So that way,
you know, talk to the trees more.
Yeah, exactly. And so yesterday was kind of good because it's like, you know, I'm going around the back of a big house and they can't see me and I'm in the back tree. So it's like I go up and I have to scope the yard out and everything. So I go open the gate and talk to the customers. And then I go just talk to the tree and I command my spirit to let it know what I'm doing. And it's like, you know, I had reservations about it, but it's like, I think I mentioned before, like, because it's pest management. And, you know, a couple of the customers are like, oh, like, what you guys have been doing, like save this tree and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, that's amazing to know. Cause it's like, well, I always ask why the pesticides, you know, but it's like, then I started asking, well, why the pests? Like, why do we have the pests in the first place? Yeah. And they shouldn't be here. Right. And so that's the kind of thing that I'm trying to get to the bottom of, but it was an awesome job. And I have to, it's very physical and like a lot more, you know, and I'm driving around in a big truck and it's got a big gas operated pump and big tanks on the back. And so there's lots of heavy moving parts and hydraulics and gates I gotta lift up, and so I'm like, it forces you to be really present. And I know if Shane mentioned he works in construction, so he's probably knows what it's like, but you have to be very, very present all the time. And it's easy to get near the end of the day if you're hot and it's sunny out and you're tired to like want to rush, but that's when things go south quickly. So you know, it's like I try to just be present in all the moments. And yesterday at the end of the day I was like, it's not the end of the day. It's the first job. Like, treat it like the first, you know, just take my time.
Good.
Like, there's no rush to get it done. And that was good because it's like, you end up making like little mistakes. It could just be something like, you know, I slipped off the truck. Like, you know, just trying to be like, oh, you know, save a minute, or like just trying to be swift. And it's like, nope, just slow it down and be present. Do everything
that's
in a sacred manner.
Yeah, that's really good. That's awesome.
But yeah, thanks for asking. How was your week? Yeah.
It was good. I had a really good week. I've done a lot of energetic work and it was good. It was deep and opened my heart, my eyes a little more, and it was good. Yesterday I didn't do anything I was supposed to do. I went and I potted, plants and played in the dirt, and I don't have any dirt of my own, so it's all in pots now. But I have some strawberries, and I have some chives and some rosemary and some basil and some kale and some sorrel, some red-veined sorrel. It's a kind of a lemony green, like a lettuce, but it's a lemony green. It's really good. And I've got some tomatoes to plant, and I still, have a few things to plant. And I went back by and saw Penny at the lawn and garden place, the feed store. And she was like, "Come by, and I can give you some landscape pots that are bigger. That'll be, the dark ones. They'll contain more heat in them, which here is important because it doesn't really get as hot as it does where Ewan's are." And so. So it was really fun, and I made a little, it's kind of weird, but I made a little wire mesh thing to put my hair in. After I got my hair cut, I saved my hair. And so I made a little wire mesh thing and sealed it up and hung it from the tree so the birds can come pull the hair out and put it in the nest to kind of insulate,
Oh,
you
nice.
know. So it was a fun day. And then I found a place to hang my mother bought me a really cool hummingbird feeder. And I've never used it because I never really had the right place for it. I have hummingbird feeders, but this one was pretty cool. And so it's perfect now because this tree that I rescued, little Goldie, she has a bare spot. And so it's a repurposed wine bottle. So it's long and skinny. And so it's perfect because it kind of hides where she's missing some branches. So I've got to go buy storage. I've got some twine in there, and I'm going to get some. It's like a nylon rope. I'm gonna go get some thin nylon rope so it doesn't hurt the branch and hang that and mix up some hummingbird food and get that hanging. And it was a really good day. Just it got I was feeling a little lonely or lonesome for my gardens in Oklahoma. It was perfect. It was a perfect day yesterday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You love
Thanks. How about you, Shane? How was your day yesterday?
What was yesterday? I'm trying to remember what I did yesterday. Yesterday I didn't do much of anything. I had a pretty eventful week this week though, but yesterday was just a day. I guess I was just in the moment, just supposed to be that kind of day, on this journey. What I do to myself a lot, and I realize is some days I get anxious and bored, but some days we're just supposed to sit still and in the moment, So, sometimes I beat myself up over that. I need to be out doing something, and so I'll purposely go out and go to this grocery store and just walk around and whatnot, but. Yesterday was just a day, and it's okay to just have a day,
I'm really glad you shared that because a lot of times people, they don't know how to, they know how to go out and do, but they don't know how to stay in and take care of, themselves and just have a day at home to just stay within and just, reflect or do whatever they need to do. So just because Rob and I are out there, I'm planting flowers and Rob's hugging trees and Birdie's chasing birds, it doesn't mean that we also don't have those days to where we just have to recharge and just listen, stay in today. Okay, I'm going to stay in today.
Yeah, that's how it is for me today. It's like raining and I'm like, all right, I'm doing a bunch of laundry. Like I was still up super early, like how I normally would get up for work. So I was like up at like 10 to 4 and just all right about my day and doing qigong and just enjoying being. And it's like, not like you guys said, like I was like, oh, I have this big list. And it's like, no, I'm just gonna do a few things. It's a rainy day, like I'm not gonna rush. I don't need to get back to all these people, these like this to-do list that I want to get done and get out of the way, that whatever, Monday night's fine. And I was doing a little bit of cleaning up and like, oh, I'm just going to listen to some old music and things like that, and it's going to put me on timelines, but I'm okay with that for now. And it's like I try to listen to it with new ears, because sometimes that's too, it's like if you can be in the present moment. And like for myself, I love obviously listening to music, but today I was listening to a song and it's like, I've never heard that instrument in the background. Like I heard it for a new time. I'm like, I've never heard those little drums or those little like a little riff in the background. I was like, that's so strange, because and it just weird the way our perception works of music, because if you're singing the lyrics, you're like, are you really listening? You're just singing the lyrics. But when you kind of listen and or observe it differently. I was like, I'm hearing it differently today. Like maybe I never appreciated it that much. That's why I sent you that song that I was listening to, because I was like, I bet you she's gonna love this one.
Yeah, it was really good. It's in the chat for everybody that wants to go grab it. I have that happen. Sting, we all know who Sting was for a certain amount of time. And like in his songs, there's a melody within a melody in the music. And so most people will write, they'll write like the song and then they'll write like the chord structure to go around the song. Well, sometimes when you heard his songs, there was like a melody and then there was another whole different instrumental melody going on with it. So deep and beautiful and complex and So sometimes I'll hear something and I'll be like I just heard an older song today and I'm like, I know the words to the song, I sing the song, but that song completely came alive today for me. And I'm like, how long have I mean, I probably sang that song whenever I was a child, and didn't really realize the words that I was singing. So yeah, it was beautiful. So I totally get what you're saying. Birdie.
So,
No, go ahead, Shane.
no, I'll let Birdie go.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so why do you think the shifting in awareness is happening?
Because we're ascending.
I would say remembering,
Remembering, yeah, because we're remembering,
knowing.
yeah, that's good.
So, like y'all were saying, as we increase our frequency and anchor more life force energy within us, and the more experiences we go through, the more knowing we're actually unlocking of the wisdom that's already within us. We just have to go through the experiences, right? So as our conscious awareness starts shifting, they call that wisdom, right? You're gaining more wisdom, you're gaining more experiences, you're remembering more of who you are. I can go back and listen to a lot of. I've never been a big music listener, but I remember songs that I grew up with, and now I can go back and listen to some of these songs, and in every one of these, some of these artists, they're telling you exactly that song is exactly from source to you, letting you know who you are, or giving you the codes of how to connect with me, and a lot of that. It's just a shift in conscious awareness is what it is.
Yeah, it's
And
really good.
then it's, yeah. So yeah, there's movies like that for me. I can watch The Chosen 1 minute, and then I can go back and watch it again, and I get a different message from it. And then as my conscious awareness shifts, as I keep seeking, right? Because the key is to keep seeking, keep seeking, keep seeking. I get a new message out of it each and every time I watch it. So
That's good.
it's just growth. It's growth is what it is.
Yeah, that's really good. Birdie?
Hi, can you all hear me?
Yeah, really loud and
Loud
clear.
and
You're good.
clear.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of the mountains and I kept losing it. And I was like in and out. So I heard some of it. I'm like, I took a little bit of a wrong turn. So I'm like horse and buggy territory.
I love
It's
it.
kind of, yeah, there's mountains and it was like, wah, wah. So I got most of what you were saying, but I'm about a mile back into civilization. So I'm glad you can all hear me. I love listening to you guys. And I'm so happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. We're just talking about how songs or movies you may have watched it or sung it 1,000 times, but you'll hear it for the first time really a completely different way. And Rob was saying, certain things that about music and how about how he'll hear the lyrics and he'll be like, or he'll hear a song and he'll be like, I never heard that riff before. I never heard that drum before or that cadence. And I was saying the same thing about different things, and Shane also. But then Shane was bringing out that why is that? And it's because we're growing. It's because we're growing, and we're ready to hear that, and we're ready to do that. Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna share. I was listening because I listen to all types of music, and I was listening to a Chopin Nocturne, and it's played by. I've heard it played. Like I went on this one day. I found that like the first time I heard that song, and I forget where I heard it, but I was like, I gotta listen to this over and over again. I'm like, how have I never heard this song before? And it's a classical song, And so I listened to so many people play it like live on YouTube, and like everybody has their own interpretation of it, right? Like, so some people play it probably like, you could tell like there's the nerdy person who's gonna play it as it's meant to be played, like
Technical.
strictly to the, like down to the wire, almost like AI would play it, like, with no feeling, no passion, no soul. And then somebody else might, I've heard different people put like, slightly different voicings on the notes and things like that. Some people just play it at a different pace, or they let certain parts hang out, or they speed it up and they just do their own thing. And I listened to this one guy, Claudio Arrau. He's an older gentleman. I don't even know if he's still around. And like, I listened to it and it's just like, that's the one. Like, for me, that's the one. Like, they all have their own little idiosyncrasies and everything, but like, he just, like, if I could play it, I'd probably play it almost identical to that. There's maybe a couple parts that I would play slightly different, but the way he does it, it's just like, wow. Like, it's just, and you can tell it's a person playing it. Like, you can hear the piano keys. It's live, right? So you can hear like the things, you can hear the foot pedal, like if you're really paying attention, you can hear the tap of it, not just the key being pressed in the note, but like the clicking of the keys. And it's just beautiful. It's like, wow, obviously In Source doesn't have emotions, but we're here experiencing them, and it's quite beautiful sometimes for things like that.
This just came to me. What you were talking about is, people interpreting the same song a different way. A lot of times, well, this just came to me that that's kind of like us and our different light signatures. We're all source, but we all have different light signatures. Birdie and I really resonate together, so we're really tight in that. But I resonate with you too. I know you. I haven't put all the pieces together yet, but I know you. But your light signature is different than, let's say, Birdie's. But yet we're all different musicians. This is me because I speak music. We're all different musicians in the symphony. And we're all doing our own thing, but it's a beautiful symphony and all the pieces and parts run together.
Yeah,
But
that's wonderful.
I resonate with what you're saying because with my mom being a concert pianist, I do understand the foot pedal, and I do understand sometimes you can even hear the foot, come off of it and back on it, and not just that it's sustaining and not sustaining, but the actual funk, the coming off the foot pedal and stuff. So, I agree. It's beautiful. Life is beautiful. And even the rough stuff, even the stuff that triggers you and makes you cry, it's still beautiful. I get a giggle from Shane. Birdie, are you coming in?
I'm here. I'm here. I love that you talked about music. I love music. We all know that. But it's I know the three of you. My heart knows the three of you. Like it's I know exactly what you're saying. Like it's harmonics, it's a feeling. Like even us, Sunshine, we were talking earlier, and I can feel a shift in you, just like you can feel when there's a shift. And it's nothing, it's beautiful. I can feel your light and the increase and the changes. And again, with the music, listening to these songs that I've known my whole life, I didn't know. I'm singing away. I like the sound of it. But then I'm like listening to the words now. I'm like, oh, this is like disclosure. Now, I mean, I didn't know what they were talking about before. I just sang along. I'm like, yeah, sounds good to me. But
Stairway to
now I
Heaven.
get, yeah, it's like now I'm like, oh, I mean, songs that are so old from the 70s and all, it all makes sense now. I'm like, oh my gosh, they all knew. It's us. It's all of us.
Interesting.
So,
Beautiful.
with that being said, what I hear is a bunch of us talking about how we're connected consciously at a certain frequency that we all resonate with each other. So, do you think there's other people out there in reality right now that don't even know us, that are at our match, our frequency? Are we connected to them consciously and not knowing it? Are we all experiencing the same thing in different places? Or when I raise my frequency, does it help you raise your frequency without you even realizing that I'm raising your frequency? Oh, because we are, well, because we are all connected, right? So if I anchor more life force energy, then Rob's anchoring more life force energy. And we're not even aware of it, right?
Yep.
So when I get excited, and Birdie might get excited and not even realize why Birdie got excited,
Right.
right?
Right.
I think
No,
yeah. I
I
think it's
agree. Go
yeah,
ahead.
and I think it's interesting too to allow people to be who they are as they are. And like I ever since I've kind of the past few years, it's been very difficult, but now it's like Sunshine said a few minutes ago, life's beautiful. Like the things that might have triggered you before, like or a person that might have triggered me, I just smile and I'm like, man, this guy would have pissed me off 6 years ago, and now I just love him even more because he's perfect just the way he is. Like
Right.
because everybody's just running a program, and I've mentioned that before, like when you just if you could see perfection in everything, because if you're judging things, and I think that's where it comes into the everything is judgment and releasing our
Right.
judgments, which are our sins, which are lightship clearings. But when we can get rid of that judgment to just accept it, because when you judge, you're denouncing the light, you're denouncing what is. Wherever you're shining your light, that's what is. So when you're judging it, you're saying you know more than source energy, you know more than the divine what should be going on. You're not, so you're almost interrupting that flow. You're in resistance to it. So when you're in resistance, you're not in the light. And so now when you can see like somebody and just see them in their perfection, because they're just running a program. So I've mentioned before,
Right.
like getting upset at somebody for being the program that they are is like getting upset at your calendar on your computer because it won't do your taxes. It's not meant to. It's not programmed like that. It's just doing what it's supposed to do based on its history, like based on its program. And so when you actually start seeing that, and seeing like it just becomes like you become the observer and like a sitcom, like all the guys at work and stuff at my new job, and it's like every character is perfect. I'm like, you couldn't fucking write this shit. This is perfect. And I'm like, I could write it, but I was like, I love
Yeah.
the randomness of it. Like everybody's perfect. This guy's perfect. This lady's perfect. Like, and you just start seeing that, and you don't take things so personally. And you can kind of, before where I used to get offended or like upset or triggered or corded to something or emotional, it's like now it just kind of surfaces, and I kind of laugh, and I'm like, wow, this is perfect. This is
Yeah.
awesome.
And do you also recognize it and thank Source for your growth when that happens?
Oh yeah, I think,
Yeah, me
and it's
too.
like, and that's the thing is that Ron Amitron spoke very like we confuse. It's easy to confuse like our emotions and all the things that it means to be human with perfect peace, because like he even said too, like that a lot of that's like he spoke against the law of attraction and like thoughts create your reality, because you could be psychically attacking people, and that's true to a certain degree, but the mind energy can be very powerful. So pools of consciousness and things like that getting connected, that's how, like, if you guys just read the most recent For the People.space article with the gentleman on there who took his own life, I won't mention it, but that's because of energetic pools of consciousness. That's psychic attack energy. So mass consciousness, group things, that can be used as evil. So you have to be really, really careful about it. And also when you're doing things like, even gratitude, it's good to be grateful. It's better to be grateful than to be hateful. But also gratitude is a human emotion. So like I remember Ron saying one time too, and I kind of, it's like all this time when he said certain things, I was like, man, I thought that before too. It's like, it's cool to be grateful, but it's a human, it doesn't, source isn't grateful. Source is just peace energy. Like you can be like, oh, I'm so grateful I get to pay taxes because it gives us roads. Well, that's not going to change the fact that, taxation is theft. Like you could be grateful and try to change it rather than do it begrudgingly, but it doesn't really change anything, because source energy is just peace, So even gratitude, it's better. Like that's what I realized is that I balance it out. So things that I was ungrateful for, they usually give me a tear or two, and I was like, man, I didn't appreciate that, or I was judged it harshly, and then I balance it out, and then I'm grateful for it. But then you neutralize it, right? Because it's just peace energy after that, especially the major triggers that you have, and then you overcome them, and you're like, wow, okay, I can see that differently now, and you balance it out. It doesn't have to be on the pendulum one way or the other.
Absolutely. I agree with Rob 100%. Like, even when you said, the source doesn't understand the emotions that these vessels have attached to them. We are frequency, right? So you can stay in a neutral place. You can choose. So you're right. So the prime creation, the universe, that it doesn't understand that you don't like the fact that you're in a lower frequency. So someone in a lower frequency that's trapped in a loop, that they don't even realize that they're trapped in a loop by staying in that frequency. Well, the universe really doesn't understand that you don't enjoy that. It's just matching the frequency that you choose to stay in. So when you get to a peaceful frequency, which is where people are getting to, finally they're, okay, I finally am at this peaceful frequency. I don't want to do anything. I just want to stay in neutrality, and you can stay present and observe in that reality. A state of gratitude is a higher frequency, and if you can learn to stay in a state of gratitude, which is a higher frequency, you will then attract that frequency to you. It's all an energetic and frequency game here on this planet. So staying, like for example, yes, they did talk about when you go out in public and you go out to the you go out and you d to these functions, and if you get emotionally attached to something that's happening around you anywhere you go, well, that is a form of abduction, right? And it's your emotional attachment that allows you to get abducted. And becoming aware of that and purposely trying to understand that, you can then start protecting yourself when you do decide to go out and energetically participate with source out in reality. I purposely try to maintain a high frequency. Therefore, my reality is a reflection of what I am experiencing that day. If I go out and I'm excited and I know that I'm excited, and I'll go out and experience in a very exciting source-driven day of experiences in this reality. The universe recognizes, oh, he's got a high frequency. He's staying there. He's communicating with us. He's commanding. He's using the proper words. Therefore, we're going to allow him to experience this. The
That's
universe
cool.
doesn't understand the emotions that are attached in these vessels. When we get down and out, the universe says, well, they're just down and out. That's all it is. So,
Interesting. Yeah, that's
yeah.
good. Rob, you got something? No?
No, I was just waiting for you guys.
Okay. No, that's fine. It's funny because I agree that that there has been a shift. I feel a little bit of a shift in me, and it has been, it's not easy. It's not easy making some decisions and some changes, but yet it's simple. It's simple to do it, but sometimes it's not as easy to do. But when you get to that next step, I guess, or whatever, you kind of get to that point to where the piece is what, like the piece yesterday, and it's today too, still experiencing it, but yesterday when I was out gardening and stuff like that, that's kind of what I relate to. Even though, Rob, you went out and got a job, and correct me if I'm wrong, please. Even though you went out and got a job, you're still with your trees. And so that is beautiful. That is a way to, that's, source met you on that. It's like, okay, let's, whatever, but met you with, let's let him go out and play with these trees and take care of the trees and love on the trees and give them some energetic medicine while he's there. And I just think that's amazing. That's just beautiful.
Yeah, and I think like that's what I was wondering, and it's like it's a wonderful creation. It's not exactly how I imagined it. It's a little bit different, but it's okay and it's perfect, and I'm doing what I'm doing, and it's a wonderful team of people, and everybody's doing their own thing, and it's like, and there's something still beautiful about that, people doing what they like to do in their respective roles, and I'm grateful for that because it's been a long time since I've done that. Like being self-employed, you have to do everything. You're out there prospecting, you're doing the work, you're doing the follow-up, and like it's exhausting, and some days I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm just going for a swim down to the lake, and so now it's like I'm in a different role and I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it. I don't need to, it just feels good. It's like this is what I'm here to do. This is my job, and it's like I don't need to worry about the other stuff. And that's like, it feels good to not have to worry about the other stuff, that you're working on a team and everybody's taking care of what they need to take care of. So we're working in a coherent unit, and it feels good to be doing that, It's been a long time since I've done that. I really missed it. Like I just missed being a part of a team, I was a one-man army for a long many years, and it's cool because I was working with people and clients, but It's also got you know, like it just you get sick of things after a while. It's like I need a change, you know. And it's like without judgment this time, like.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. I love that. Anybody else want to jump in? Anybody else got anything?
I'm just listening.
Okay. Birdie, you good?
I want to see if Rob is grateful that I give him my curse words.
I know, right?
I am very grateful for that. See that there's an
Very
example of good
grateful
gratitude.
that you get all my swear words.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he got yours and Shane's whenever it was just he and I. He's
Last week, I think I
yeah,
went
it
on a
was
little
like
rant.
yeah, you burned through mine and Birdie's and Shane's. It was awesome.
Sometimes
It was
you
awesome.
gotta do what you gotta do, right?
You do. You
Yeah.
just gotta let it fly.
I grew up in Northern Ontario. There was a point when every second word out of my mouth was a swear, so this is tame. I go home and I listen to my friends and I'm like, "Holy shit." I'm like, that's what I used to sound like. Like
You're like,
the F word is every second word. You get through a sentence in Northern Ontario without the F word being dropped at least three times.
dang, that kind of wears out a really good, like, perfectly placed F word.
I know.
Yeah, because man, if you perfectly place it, it has a place. It has a place.
It's like I
Okay.
don't know all the like adverbs or adjectives or whatever, but it's like it's just it's got its own thing in Northern Ontario. It's like an adverb or it's all of them. It's a noun, a verb.
It's a noun, a verb, an adverb.
An adverb. It's
It's a
like
participle. No.
a prefix, a suffix. It's every. It's
Right.
a, it's the universal word.
Excuse me. Oh my goodness. Yesterday, I went to my favorite sandwich place where I got those teas the other day. And I had to get another tea. I got two teas. And the Sips of Wisdom lid was, the challenge is not to be perfect, it's to be whole. And isn't that kind of what we're doing?
Yeah.
Going
And I
within.
think I mentioned before too, I think that's what, you know, how they twisted the Bible a little bit and the Holy Spirit, they made it like HOLY, like something like, you know, the Holy Ghost or however you want to pronounce it, but it's like something outside of you. I believe that that was misinterpreted as we're supposed to be Holy Spirit. So WHOLLY, Holy Spirit. You want to grow your spirit or your light within you. And that's actually what you're doing is you're becoming you're getting more of your spirit, you're releasing the densities. And so I people think about that as raising your frequency, but you know, and I used to speak with about that too, but like I kind of like how Ron said it is like he's like you're not really raising your frequency or vibration per se. He said that's what you've always been. He said you're releasing the densities so you can get more of your spirit in you. And it may seem like you're raising your vibration or you're rising in frequency, but you are your own frequency. Like it doesn't matter what you know, if you, I don't like the word dimensions, but it doesn't matter what dimension you're in, your frequency is always the same. But how much spirit or light are you using? That's probably a more accurate term. How many densities have you released? How much emotional body and all that stuff have you shed so that you can be more light? And
Oh,
because,
that's good.
yeah, because your frequency, like my voice is my voice. That's the frequency on the spectrum, you know, sunshine's is sunshine, Shane's is Shane's. Birdies is birdies, tees is tees. We all have our, it's like our fingerprint, right? So our frequencies are all different, you know, and we might be closer on the spectrum and some people are tenors, some people are alto sax, you know. But our frequency doesn't really change. We're just bringing more light in and we're becoming more pure, more connected to source. So that way we're expressing ourselves better. And I think that that's what I started changing instead of feeling envy for others. It's like anytime I feel envy or something, it's you say change it, make it positive instead of being negative. Like, be like, oh, I really love how that person's expressing themselves right now. Because a lot of times envy comes from, you know, unless it's a monetary thing, but if it's like, oh, that person's a really good dancer, like, why can't I dance like that? Like, you know, it's like you say, well, wow, I really love how that person's expressing themselves right now. And it takes the negativity of jealousy or envy or the lack out of it and it makes it like inquisitive and playful.
You should have a radio show. You're really good at this.
Who knows? Maybe one day I will. I don't. I'm on a radio
Maybe.
show. It doesn't matter that it's not my own.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm just being funny. You're really making some really good points for people that are wanting to grow and sometimes we use different words because we speak with people on the levels that they're on, but yeah, Shedding that density is that's you know, it's kind of like Shane's pointed out before a couple of times, and even Birdie to me as we've talked, that when I first started Whiplash Talk, I felt like I was swimming through this really thick clayey mud on my way to ascension. It was like slogging, like trying to, oh, it was the biggest, hardest workout I've ever had. And so, you know, shedding those densities, shedding that weight that besets you, so easily besets you, as the Bible would say. And you know, moving on to getting more light inside to where your freak get your freak on, you know, your to where you can get your freak on. So you get your frequency. It's just clearer for people to see and to feel. So I love that. It's really good. Okay. I got
I'm listening.
it. Okay. So when I was getting ready for the show, I was thinking it's really a beautiful time to be able to get this many people going the same direction on one show. It's not it normally you wouldn't have this. And so I just wanted to just say to each one of you how special it is that you've joined Whiplash Talk and that you've become a part of it for whatever and however long it is. That's great. And you guys are always welcome and always welcome to come back. And so is T and with his little Kool-Aid guy. So, but I just it, you the more you sh I don't know if I would like the word shed. The more you grow, let me just say that. The more you grow, the more you realize how important it is to honor and cherish and value those others that are on the walk with you. And so for those that have shows, have had shows, those that are listeners, those that are subscribers and supporters, we feel you. We feel you pulling on us, and we feel you supporting us with your love and with your light. And so know that it's not just four friends that are on the radio, it's a bazillion friends that are on the radio, and we're in our different places for a reason. We talked about that earlier. We talked about, you know, the more that we increase our light, we anchor where we are. And so, you know, if we were all in one spot, then that'd be a little imbalanced. And so we've got Canada and we've got, you know, East Coast covered, we've got West Coast covered, and all the spots in between. And then all over the world, you know, there are people that listen to Whiplash Talk that are not in the Americas. And so I just wanted to tell each one of you, Shane and Birdie and Rob, how important you are to me as just I just want to esteem you and tell you you're important to this community. And thank you. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with everyone. So I wanted to get that out before we got to the end, and then I had to
Thank
rush
you.
it. You're welcome.
Single tear.
Single tear.
Oh, shucks. Oh,
Promised myself I wouldn't cry.
It wasn't a tearjerker. It was a happy one, I promise.
Well,
Yeah, but it was very heartfelt. Thank you.
and
You're
thank you for
welcome.
giving us a platform, and thank you for just having the courage to do that. And like you said, you mentioned it, and even Birdie mentioned it. I like even like 5 years ago when during the pandemic, and like I was like, I gotta start doing podcasts and talking because I didn't really hear any other Canadians doing it. And like, and some of them are, everybody's at a different place and a different level. And I don't really care about politics. I've never voted and I don't plan on it. But it's like, I'm not leaving my country. Like, I love Canada. I'd rather bring more. I don't like winter, but like, we shouldn't have to leave our countries because of,
No.
little images, like on TV and social media and little letters in the mailbox from people we've never met that they call themselves the government. Like we're like you mentioned, we're spread out for a reason. And if we're all in one place, it would be unbalanced. And like, how do you grow the light if you're not there? You
Right.
can't. You have to.
Right.
And I mentioned on the thing last week about the land conference and the girl being upset because there wasn't more people getting involved. And she said, "How did I know that I was making a difference? Because I was there." Just show up.
exactly.
Just show up every day and be present and take the plunge. Go do things that you really want to, that maybe you're not, don't feel supported in. Doesn't matter if you're alone, just listen to your heart. That's it. That's all.
That's good.
And it takes courage and it takes consistent effort. And even myself at the new job, there was days where it's like, oh, you know, like I don't want to do this, like, but it's like the pros outweigh the cons. Nothing's perfect.
Right.
Nothing's ever way the way we vision it. There's going to be things of every aspect of life that we don't like. And so how do we pick our battles? How can, you know, can you anchor the light within a corporation? Yes, you can. Can you anchor the light, you know, just being at a picnic, just being at a, you know, a person walking down the beach? Yes, you can. You know, we don't need, and that's the thing, is that I feel like everybody, like, you don't, I fell for that too. It's almost a trap. It's like an egoic trap. Like, I got to do this in order to make a difference. Well, you can make a difference by just holding peace energy. You can make
Yeah.
a difference by not doing anything. You can make a difference by sitting on your couch today instead of arguing with your girlfriend. That's how you can make a difference. You can choose differently. You don't need to be Donald Trump or Jesus to make a difference in the world, because you could change your life, and your life is your world. So it only takes one person to change the world, and that's you.
Right. Shane, you got anything?
No, I agree 100%. People, one of the things on this journey that I had to realize early on was I wanted everybody to get on the journey too. And people just aren't there. And it's not really our place to influence others to do. It's a form of manipulation, right? We have to respect everybody where they're at in this reality. And that's one of the rules that you start to understand and come to understand, because it can affect your energy without you even understanding that it's manipulating your reality in your subconscious, because you're emotionally attached to it. And so it's not our place to change people. It's our place to be who we are and allow others to see something within us that they want. And when they start asking questions, then we can start just showing people what we've done and to get to where we're at. And every time that I connect with somebody, they ask me, well, how did you get here? And I, the first thing I do is I want to listen to see where they're at first, right? I need to see where they're at first, because I need to respect them where they're at. And the last thing I want to do is create an emotional trigger within them that may set them on a journey. Now, I can always plant seeds by just by talking, and might give them something to think about, and then they'll keep running that through their mind. As long as it's a positive seed in my reality, I feel if I plant a positive seed in somebody's reality, and they're like, well, he says this, why? Well, he says he commands his spirit to do this. I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. What does that mean? And when they're saying this to themselves over and over again, I command my spirit, what does that mean? I'm trying to understand that. I'm trying to understand what increasing my life force energy and my spirit is. And as they're saying that to themselves, without them even realizing that they're saying it, they're actually creating a shift within themselves without them even realizing they're doing it, right? So as long as we just do things from the heart with the intention of assisting others with their permission, I think that everything's starting to move faster. People are waking up. So I think this, what you're doing here, and thank you for allowing us to come on and talk, because when we do speak, like Rob said, we put off a frequency, right? So we can put off a frequency of being so serious all the time, or I can say, I love you, sunshine. And that means one thing. Then I can say, I really love you, sunshine. Well, I do have a frequency, but we just change the intention behind it. And it will make you feel one way, or it can make you feel another way, right?
Yeah,
And when
absolutely.
you, yep. So that's, in a nutshell, that's my reflection of Rob, is what I got off of Rob.
Yeah, and with Ro really with all of you guys, I've seen you guys, not on the radio. I've talked to you guys not on the radio, and you guys exude magnetism. People are drawn, even me, I'll say, my whole life, people have always been drawn to me. I can't speak for you guys, but I am drawn to you guys because you guys pull me to you. But I can speak for myself. People have always been drawn to me, and I've even had somebody ask me, are you always like this? I'm like, I'm kind of like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, you're always happy, you're always joyful, you're always blah blah blah. I'm like, yep, pretty much. I might have a blue day once in a while. And but it was just so baffling to them that that was even something that could possibly happen. And so those are the ones that we're trying to, those are the ones that we're trying to reach. We still got the ones, who has the dog toy? That sounds awesome. Those are the ones that really are seeking. And those are the ones that I believe that we can help. We can point them to the show. We can point them to different things. We can point them to Creation Lightship. We can point them to For the People dot space. All of the tools that we have used, but yet it's just nice to have you three friends to bounce things off of and just kind of like sit around the coffee table while we're having our friendly beverage and just invite them into the living room so they can hear us talk and they can hear the conversation and they can be a part of it. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And you know what, it's too, like I've been playing with it, like can you hold that in different environments? Like the environment, the where I'm going to work now, it's like a big shop, there's a whole bunch of big trucks, like there's chainsaws. It's not the like most high vibe place, like a bunch of 20-year-old dudes, cursing and swearing and poking fun at each other, but it's perfect. Like that's what it is. Like well, I don't want to change it. I'm not going to be there and be like, "Hey guys, you know what we should do? We should do some meditations in the morning." Although I've been talking to the guys about Qigong, and everybody's like, maybe Rob should lead the stretches in the morning. But
That's
like,
awesome.
I'm not, like, there's so much woo-woo crap about spirituality, and that's why I there's no such thing as being more spiritual or more religious than anybody else. It's just about living in the moment without judgment. And there's so much judgment in the spiritual community. It's like, it's absolutely ridiculous. Like, so. You can be spiritual anywhere. If just be present where you are, that's more spiritual than any sort of judgment or any type of, just being in any type of anything other than peace energy. And so like that's what I'm trying to do is just hold that frequency, if that's the word, or hold that. It's like somebody mentioned earlier about, New Earth or whatever, but it's like it reminds me of the Bible passage, the kingdom shall not come through observation. And it's like you won't say, oh, it's over here, over it's over there, because it's a frequency. It's two people could be standing in the same storm, one of them's in New Earth and one of them's on Old Earth, because one of them on Old Earth, they're like, oh my God, this weather's horrible, and the person on New Earth is just sitting there, and this is the perfect storm. I go st I when it's thundering and lightning, I'm standing outside in the rain doing qigong in the rain. I love it. It's not miserable, it's perfect.
Agreed. No, I totally agree. Birdie, you still with us, or did you get lost in the mountains?
Oh no, I'm still here. I love everything you're saying. I love it. I love it. I
Perfect.
love it. Yeah, thank you. I was just gonna say that I used to get really excited, like where what Shane and Rob were saying, all of us, I would get so excited about this journey and try and bring other people on it, but it's not our place if they're not ready. And then it causes issues. So leading just by example and increasing your light, like a good example is my teenager comes out to me and she was having a struggle. And she goes, I think I told you the story.
You're so
Can we do
good.
that? Can we do that weird whimsical thing that you do that helps with problems? I go, do you mean command? And she's like, yeah. She's like, yes. So she was just having a real problem with like friends, and she was upset, and it worked. And I had to like double it down and doing commands. I'm like, this needs to work. She, I really need her to believe this. But it's like she just sees
That's
it. So
funny.
the, well, how do you get past that? I go, I just do those commands we talked about. And I said, you can do your own. And so I thought we were supposed to count by 10. I go, no, I've evolved. I'm down to three. Three, two, one, bam. But yes, I love being
Same.
on here with you guys, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, everybody's stories and everybody's insight speaks to different people. If it was just sunshine doing monologue all the time, it's just sunshine. And not to say that it didn't have a purpose, because it did, and it was a lot of fun, but it's so nice to have different perspectives, because what I say may not resonate with someone, but what Rob says will and has. And so it's good. Shane, what you got? You
No,
probably have.
exactly. No, I like Rob said, you don't have to go out and change people. You don't change your environment. What you can actually do is you start to understand that once you're doing things that you passionately like and love, and if it's, mine is on this journey is I like connecting with others that are on this journey and experiencing with them. And because I hold that frequency and that's my passion, I don't have to go out looking for them. They actually find me.
Right.
Right. So we don't have to actually go out and put any creative, because the divine, the creator, God will actually do that for us. Right.
Right.
Okay. He's really passionate about helping people. He's really passionate about what he's doing. This person over here is ready to hear what he's got to say. And then all of a sudden I'll have a phone call. I'll receive a text message from somebody that says, "Hey, I got your number from somebody. I'm experiencing something. And I started experiencing it 6 months ago and I don't know who to talk to. And can I share some stuff with you without you judging me or thinking I'm crazy?" I'm like, absolutely. I'm excited to hear this. So
Yeah,
yeah,
that's good.
those people will find us. They and they're doing it. It's happening.
It
So
is.
thank you for having me on here. Thank you, Rob, for connecting. It's amazing. And thank you, Birdie.
Yeah, absolutely. Agreed. It's funny because some of the growth that I've gone through, just like in the last couple of days, a friend at work keeps inviting me to go out, and she keeps saying, "Hey, let's go do this, let's go do that, let's go do karaoke, let's go do this." And I'm like, I can't, can't, can't. And on the outside, it was the financial part because everybody knows that, previously that I've kind of, struggled with that area because of the choices that I made to move and stuff like that. But the focus was really, I didn't want to get out. I didn't want to be around people. I'm around people all day at work and I do my job and it's fun and I enjoy it, but I didn't want to be around people. And I realized yesterday it just kind of clicked. It's like, you got to get out there. You got you're it was, it was said to me, you're in an energetic place. Source told me, you're in an energetic place. Get out there and anchor, get out there and be there, because basically didn't say this, but they're not going to find you if you don't get out there and you're not going to find them. So I'm going out tonight. Oh my God, we're going to an we're going to an event that, bands are there, and it's an Earth Day event. No, you guys, I'm not doing an Earth Day like worship weird thing, but anyway,
Is
going to go, and I'll just be aware and just have fun. So
it Earth Day? I'm gonna have to clear those energies now.
I know that was no. It's already past you. It's already past. You're
Oh,
good.
okay, good. I try not to look at the calendar unless need
Yeah, it was the 22nd. I tease on it.
be.
So anyway, I just want to tell everybody, don't get caught up in just working on you and not giving back out what's inside of you, because I got caught in that. And I give on the radio, but I like being home. Always
Well,
have. I'm an introverted extrovert, and we're almost out of time. But anyway, go ahead.
I call it an extra hermit.
Extrovert.
Extra hermit. But you know what? It's true what you said, because even Q mentioned, before, you can go move to your little shack in the mountain, but eventually you will like want to go down to town and have a beer. Like you got to go interact with people, and that's the thing. And I loved the analogy. There's like by my I forget where it is, like what the name of the thing is, but it's the Central Park in our city, and there's this little area, and there's
We're
a
almost out of
labyrinth.
time.
Okay, there's a
Keep
little
going.
labyrinth, and it's on the ground, but you go within and you spend the time inside, but then you got to go back out. So it's like that
Right.
spiritual journey within,
Yeah,
but
that's
then you
good.
have to go back out too. You can't stay, within per se
Right.
forever, unless you want to, but then you're just
Right.
not really living, I don't think.
I encourage everybody to stay tuned because Robin and Shane are coming up next with homesteading. Expanded, I believe. Isn't that right, Shane? And
Yep.
so join them. It's going to be an amazing show. And I don't know, maybe you'll hear Rob if he's inclined to call in. Who
I
knows?
might be calling in. I don't want to spoil the
We'll be
surprise,
waiting.
but
We'll be waiting.
I love you guys. Sorry, ran over. Give Robin all of our time. Love you.
Love
Bye.
you guys.
Yay,
See
love
you.
you. Bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.